Commodore Frank Burt is the first ex-Royal Australian Air Force officer on the Remembrance Driveway Committee. He flew Phantom and F-111 aircraft and commanded the Point Cook and Laverton air bases. He was also present at the Partridge VC dedication ceremony.
I think the greatest accolade that Barry Jones paid to Frank Partridge after Barry Jones won the picker box on television. In fact, I remember watching Partridge on television. I used to be glued to the set because he had this encyclopedic knowledge. He knew everything. Barry Jones's greatest tribute that I think he's paid to anyone was to Partridge when he said, "Look, you know, I won this thing fine, but you know, I've had the benefit of a university education and a Rhodes Scholarship and all of those sorts of things." He said, "And here's this man who hasn't been to university, who's a self-educated man, who just read books by the light of a kerosene lantern, and to me, he's far superior in intellect to me because he's self-taught."
Kevin Latchford recalls.
It's remarkable the support we've had from the families. When we did Percy Gatwick down at Collector, terribly wintry day, we had 15 members of his family come over all the way from Western Australia for it. And then when we did Kibby, which is just south of Yarra Junction, his daughter came all the way from Cairns for it. And when we did Anderson, down at the south end of Lake George, we had half the population of West Wyalong come to it, I think. They came over in buses because he was a well-known figure at West Wyalong after the war. So it's had big support from members of the unit associations and also from families, every one of them. But it takes a bit of organising, I can tell you.
People couldn't miss these VC rest areas as they drove down to Canberra from Sydney. And an amazing number of people stop in these rest areas. In fact, some people have written to us saying they stop in every one, just to read the citation. So obviously the VC rest area program reinvigorated the driveway and the concept of the driveway.
Why is it so important through these rest areas to recognise the Victoria Cross winners?
Well, the Victoria Cross is the highest bravery award that was available, and certainly in the British Commonwealth. It was the pinnacle of bravery and self-sacrifice. Dedication to your country, fighting for king and country, queen and country, and all of those things. And I still firmly believe that people need heroes, and the memory of those people should be kept alive, their heroism and their bravery, particularly the concept of fighting for your country. And I think heroism is probably one of those things that is fast disappearing. I was born during World War II. You know, that sort of generation had a lot of war heroes to look up to and things like that. These days, heroes seems to be television stars and soapy stars and sporting heroes. And sure, they're leaders in their particular field, but it doesn't encompass those feelings of citizenship, mateship, looking after your mate, putting your life on the line, I guess, for your friend, and saving your mate's lives and things like that.